You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
One of the leading causes of blindness in the UK is glaucoma, and it is estimated to affect around 7,000 people in the UK, with half of them unaware they actually have the condition. Now, for Glaucoma Awareness Week, we're focusing on the eye condition itself, importance of early detection, and the support available. Joining us now to help us better understand glaucoma is Chris Hunton, Glaucoma UK Trustee. It is great speaking with you today, Chris.
Good to talk to you, Paulina, too.
Now, Chris, let's start with the basics. Now, around 700,000 people live with glaucoma in the UK. So what is this condition and how does it affect our eyes?
Yes. So it's a disease which essentially affects the optic nerve, Paulina, and what it does over time, if it's left unchecked, if you don't get treated, is essentially it can cause irreversible sight loss. And the reason it's so important to get checked, Paulina, is because, as you said, there are 700,000 people in the UK believed to have the disease, but actually 50% of those people don't know they have it. And that's really important, because if you don't know you have it, then you're not going to be getting treatment. And if you don't get treatment, that's unfortunately when irreversible kind of sight loss can occur. So I'm the best example of this, Paulina. About 25 years ago, I was sitting at home and my wife said, "Oh, have you had an eye test recently?" And I said, "Well, I haven't, but I've got no problem with my eyes. Why should I be bothering with an eye test?" But I was persuaded to go. And that's when, unfortunately, they discovered that I did have glaucoma. But unfortunately, I had at that point been living with it for a number of years, and consequently there was already some damage. So yes, as you say, this week, Glaucoma Awareness Week, is all about encouraging people to check out the risk they're at of getting the disease.
And Chris, thank you so much for sharing your personal story there. And I imagine with this condition, you largely don't really have any symptoms, or you don't really notice the change in vision. Is that why it's being missed so much?
Yes, it can be. Exactly right, Pauline. It can be symptomless. So I literally had no symptoms and wasn't aware of it. The eyes are amazing things. They kind of compensate for all sorts of things. So even though I had lost small areas of sight, my eyes were kind of compensating, and I wasn't aware of it. And that's, as I say, what this week is all about. It's getting people to talk about the disease, to learn about the disease, maybe to call someone in the family who you sort of thought, did they have glaucoma or did they not? I can't remember. Knowing if someone in your family has had glaucoma is important. So it's all these things that we're trying to encourage people this week to talk about, because you're right, as I like to call it, it's a very sneaky disease that doesn't have symptoms, and therefore it can sneak up on you, and if you're not careful, you can find you've lost eyesight, you know, without realizing it.
And now, you mentioned there that it's important to maybe know if anyone in our family has had the condition. Does that put us at a higher risk of having glaucoma? And are there any other risk factors that we should be aware of?
There are, Paulina. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to keep everybody on suspense, because what Glaucoma UK have done has created a excellent sort of risk assessment tool, a simple online kind of questionnaire, which you can see at glaucoma.uk/risk. Glaucoma is a funny word. I could never spell it when I first got the disease. So it's GLAUCOMA. So glaucoma.uk/risk. And if you go online, there's some simple questions, takes about 30 seconds, and that will talk through the different risk groups and how much at risk that you are. And if you get to the end of that and you're concerned and you think, well, actually, you know, I am in one of those categories, then the most important thing is to book an eye test with an optometrist. Call your local optician, get an eye test, because this is something that the optometrist will be looking for when they test your eyes, to just make sure that you haven't got glaucoma and that you don't need treatment.
And obviously we need to also keep on top of our regular eye tests, which I believe is it every 2 years?
Yes, that's right. It's really important. And as you say, our eyes are such a vital component of ourselves, and therefore doing a regular check is vital. And particularly something like with something like glaucoma, which can just sneak up on you without you kind of realizing. So you're absolutely right, Paulina.
And the thing is, the earlier you diagnose the glaucoma, the better, the more eyesight you can actually keep, because obviously, as in your case, once the damage is done, you can't really repair it.
That's absolutely right, Paulina. Unfortunately, the sight loss associated with glaucoma is irreversible. I believe there are studies going on in places like the US and some other universities around the world, hoping that one day we will be able to reverse that sight loss. But at the moment, it is irreversible. And that's why this call for action this week, this encouragement to people to, you know your risk. Just do the simple sort of online questionnaire, and then you'll know, you know, at what level at risk you're at.
Well, Chris, I feel like we covered, obviously, the big action is go and do the quiz. But let's say we do find out that we have glaucoma, or we maybe have been recently diagnosed. Glaucoma UK offers a lot of support.
Yes, I personally, Paulina, the reason I got involved with the charity is because I was enjoying so much the information that I found online. And to give you an example, I unfortunately had to have a couple of operations because of my glaucoma. And I was very nervous, like I think a lot of people would be, going into a operation. But actually, when I went to glaucoma.uk, there was information there from other people who had already had the operation that I had. And I just found that reassuring to be able to listen to, in one case, because it was a sort of recorded interview, and another case, it was a sort of written interview. And I could just learn about what I was going to go through. And I found that really, really helpful. So if people go to glaucoma.uk, there's all sorts of information and support. And the other thing, Paulina, which Glaucoma UK does, which I hadn't really appreciated at the time, is, yes, it's you living with the disease, but of course, it's family and friends around you who need to be aware of it and provide support. And there's lots of information on Glaucoma UK for family and friends who are, you know, are also coping, you know, with the disease that you might have. So I can highly recommend it as a place for people to go to.
Fantastic. Well, Chris Hunton from Glaucoma UK, thank you so much for speaking on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much, Paulina. Thank you for your time.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.